Our Bible reading this morning comes from Acts chapter 2. I'm reading verses 14 to 21 from the New International Version. Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd. Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Amen.
Good morning. Ooh. Okay, you ready for some exercise? What? The only person who responded positively was Frank up the back. He did this. I'll keep it low key. You only have to put your hands up. If you're wearing the colour green, put your hand up. There is about 5-6 people. If your eyes are blue, put your hand up. Oh, minority. Okay. If your parents were born in another country, pop your hand up. Just under half. If you've ever ridden a horse, put your hand up. Okay. If you've ever understood or been through a tough time, pop your hand up. If you're visiting with us today, pop your hand up. Welcome to you. God created each of us to be an individual person that brings glory to his name and for his kingdom. We each have a purpose. So we've done a little bit of sifting and sorting for who's who and how you're individuals and unique. Hold on to those thoughts about how you are an individual, uniquely created person. Hold them with your mind. And now with your heart, think of the incredible gift that you have been offered from God of his Holy Spirit. This gift is so precious. Don't you want to share it with other people? Is it the gift you want to hold to yourself? Or is it the gift that you want to just keep on unwrapping and unpacking and for others who've never heard the word God to know? You see, this gift in verse 17 says, offered to all people. We live in a land that, or in a world, that is fighting each other. Where not all people are held as equal. Not all have the same rights. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days. Today is a day when we celebrate God's pouring out of his spirit for each and every one of us. In this room, on Zoom, on the streets around us, in countries all over the world. At this time in history, many Jews had gathered from all over the world as they knew it for an agricultural festival, the Festival of Weeks. Different dialects were spoken. Different languages were understood all together in one place. What we have in today's reading from our New Testament is uniqueness, our diversity identifying us, God's Spirit poured out on all people. On all people. On all people who could not once not embrace each other, invited to become one voice through the Spirit. The Trinity is made complete when the Spirit is released from God. The God of creation, the maker of people who were formed from dust, till God breathed into them. The Son Jesus, who showed us how to live as God's created people, who in our names, as an act of intense love for us, endured so much in daily life and in a tortured death, and then returned to us 3 days later, and still so many people doubted. And the Spirit of God, that same Spirit that was witnessed in Jesus, is who we find talked about in Acts. In Acts, it talks about pouring out the Spirit on all people, young men, old men, people who dream dreams, people who see visions. And yet, we tend to think that there's something wrong with those people. When they talk of things we can't understand, we scoff and push them aside. But God is giving his Spirit to people. And maybe we could listen a little harder and try to understand a little better, because God just might be talking through them to us. I will show you wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. It's interesting, only a couple of months ago we had a blood moon. Recently we had the beautiful lights, the northern lights and the Australis lights, and so many people took photos all around the world, and so many people thought they could see angels in those photos. Maybe they were visions from above. All things are possible through God. The sun will be turned to darkness. It was only a few weeks ago, there was a crossing over and our sun disappeared from sight. When you read this, it sounds like, no, we can't relate to that. It's happening in our world. This will all take place before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. I don't think I can address this morning how important it is to be in relationship with God. Yes, today is the day we celebrate God's pouring out of his Holy Spirit on all of us. But the only way to embrace the offered gift is to accept and embrace the Spirit of God. On Friday night, after the trivia night, I was out in the car park, and for half an hour I chatted with someone who doesn't attend our church. And they asked me what I'm preaching on Sunday, and I said, Pentecost. And they said, oh, they're scared of the Holy Ghost. I said, yeah, I understand that. I remember as a child thinking, who is this Holy Ghost? I hear about God and I hear about Jesus, but a ghost? We don't talk about a Holy Ghost anymore. We talk about the Holy Spirit. Still, many people, many churches, many places don't dare go and talk about this Holy Spirit because it's a little hard to understand. The only thing you need to understand is that it's a gift from God to you. You see, the Spirit is not passive. It's not sit back and watch the Spirit at work. It's becoming a united accomplice, hand in hand with the Trinity. It may take ripping your heart open and dancing with you in very deep places that you don't want to go to. It's trust. It's friending with the Holy Spirit and giving your breath and your body over to it so it may lead your path. And that's what God wants to do. Lead your path. Your individual path. Us as a community path. We can pray a blessing from the Holy Spirit on our church. We can make a difference. We can sit in our lounge room, and as individuals, we can pray the Holy Spirit be present to us. And God is going to make that difference. Partnering with the Spirit, it's a safe, warm, comforting, sacred space. Embrace the Spirit. It's God's hand in your own, united and uniting us. Have you ever watched another person and thought, oh, I wish I could be like that. Wish I could do what they do. I wish and I pray that one day I can be like John and not need this iPad in front of me. That I can have the courage to stand in front of you and not want to refer to notes to feel safe. That I can trust in God and feel safe to speak with all of you. There are things that each of us dream about and would like to have happen. But are we praying about it? Are we partnering with the Spirit? Are we really pulling it into our lives and opening space for the Spirit to work through us? Sometimes we're so full of selves, there's no space for God's Spirit to work in us. In the 8 months between the death of my husband and my mother, I became and continue to become overwhelmed at times very easily. And I was confronted by issues with my tyre on my car. And it was just beyond me. It was just that trigger point that upset me. And I went to my car at Forest Hill. And they said, yep, we can fix it. Just go off for an hour into the shopping centre, have a coffee. I can do that. If anyone knows me, they know I can do coffee. Off I went. I came back. Car was fixed. Tyre was great. No problem. Got in my car, went to take off. And it was at that point in time, I looked down and sitting next to my gear stick was this tiny little bit of ripped up paper. It says, be Ryko ready, okay? So one of the guys that works there has put this in my car. I was like, what? I pick it up. There is no way in my car you can know I'm a Christian, that I have faith in God. Okay? The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him and he helps me. My heart leaps for joy and with my song I praise him. The Lord is the strength and its and of its people, a fortress of shining, the anointed one. Psalm 28, 7 and 8. I believe that the Holy Spirit prompted this person to leave this in my car. The Holy Spirit, who knew me so well, knew I was overwhelmed and knew I needed to know that God had me and that God was at work through other people and would be holding me and not leave me alone. This is a miracle. Yes, the Holy Spirit, a gift from God, Pentecost Sunday, a gift offered to each and every one of us. Embrace it. Open yourself to it. Say yes. Come into me, Holy Spirit. I would like you to ask you all to help me finish this sermon by joining with me in sung prayer. There are no words, but if you know it, or if the Holy Spirit gives you the words, please join me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Melt me, mold me, fill me, use me, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Amen.